get together as a family?
They come Boxing Day a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, we've had...
Busy spot down here, then, is it?
We've had over 50, so that's pretty good. There's a lot more than that, but a lot of them are not right around here, you know, and it's impossible for them to get here.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime, so...
It must be quite a feeling to look at all those people and know that they come from you.
I know. Yeah. When you just think of it, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, is it possible?
Yeah.
Well, great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah, there's nearly... I think there's almost 80 in the whole family. Like,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh. How old's your oldest great great grandchild?
That would be Scott's baby. Scott's baby.
They're all babies, I assume.
No, some of them are.
Oh.
Three, and maybe five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
Scott's
the
baby. What would be a year? Over a year.
Cindy's.
They just come back.
No, not Cindy's. Well, Cindy's little one's going on three.
Yeah.
Nisha's oldest one must be five.
So they know you then?
I've seen them. I've now one little. And Sherry's little one, she must be four now.
They've grown up. And see, we don't know them as they don't come around as much.
One lives in Sackville and the other one lives down St. Mary's Bay. Cantallon or somewhere. And you don't see them as much as.
Scott just came from Vancouver.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With his child. We haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, that's neat.
They're lucky to know you. Not too many people get to know their great-grandmother.
No, they didn't. I never even got to know my grandmother very good. Either one of them.
Well, so do you think you enjoyed growing up down here?
Oh, I think we had a good life.
Yeah.
Until we were old enough to realize we wanted something different.
Yeah.
And that's the way every place, I guess.
Yeah.